Yeah, funny little creature. I've seen them, but I never didn't know what you called them.
Some people say that if you see them, it's a sign that snakes are near.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Did you ever hear of a dragonfly or mosquito hawk or snake?
Mosquito hawk. I know it's mosquito hawk. And it's another fly. If you walk in here, he'll fly and then he turn his face to you.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never didn't know the name. I call them a horse fly. But they'll, when you're going somewhere out in the country like, and they'll fly ahead of you. They really worrisome, flying ahead of you. And then he'll fly and face you. And you get up to him, he'll fly up again. So they're funny little old flies. But I never didn't know that. I call them roadmasters. We always call them roadmasters.
Flies that look at you?
Mm-hmm. The roadmaster.
I've never heard of them.
That's what we call them. Mm-hmm.
How big are they?
They're about an inch long.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do they bite or anything?
I don't know. No, they won't let you get close to them. You closer you get, he'll fly up and fly away and go on. And then he'll come back and fly and face you and jump up. I wonder why they face you. I know you know the name of that. I used to ask Annalena and they were studying biology about that fly. But they never come across it, see? I guess it's in there, some of them.
Yeah.
Maybe in encyclopedia.
What about a... If you went walking through the woods, a tiny little red insect that would get on you.
Well, red bug?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Any other name for them?
No, them no bug. Just red bug.
And What kinds of insects will sting you?
Bees. Bees will sting you.
Uh-huh. What else?
And wasps. Ooh, wasps will sting you too. Honeys. That's about the worst thing. I've never been stung by a honeys. And bumblebee. It's two kind of bees, a honeybee and a bumblebee.
What's the difference?
Oh, a lot of different. Bumblebees are big, about near big as my thumb, a bumblebee is. It's a pretty bee, though. It's a pretty bee.
The black and
kind of black and gold bumblebee. And the little bees, the little honeybees, they're not too bad to sting you, but they will. Say, when one get on you, the whole mess are kind of trying to get on you.
What about it's got yellow and black stripes, but it's small.
Yellow and black stripes. That may be a harness. Yeah, it may be a harness.
Did you ever hear of yellow?
Yellow bees?
Yellow
jackets. Yellow jackets. They stay in the ground mostly.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's a yellow jacket. And they kin to the wasps, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They look like them. Only thing, they're a little stripy looking thing.
What about something that builds a nest made out of dirt or mud?
That's a harness.
Well, no, it's just something that, just like little pipes, sort of. It'll do up along, under
a tree. Oh, that's a wasp nest.
Uh-huh.
That's a wasp nest. A mason. That's a mason. Mm-hmm. I never knew a mason sting you. Will a mason sting you, Tom?
Huh?
A mason. You know that makes them dirt diver things?
Mason?
Uh-huh.
What is a mason?
Well, the thing that makes the dirt diver nesting.
That's a dirt diver mason.
Well, I thought they called them masons. They're bluish looking dark, bluish
black.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we call them masons. They make the dirt diver nesting. I never knew it was a dirt diver. But it may have two names.
Yeah. What about something that carries malaria?
Oh, that's the old
mosquitoes. And something that hops around in the grass?
Grasshoppers?
Uh-huh.
Have
you ever heard another name for them?
Grasshopper? No, I never heard of
them,
but grasshopper.
What about hoppergrass?
Hoppergrass or grasshopper? Is it hoppergrass or grasshopper? Maybe I got it backwards. Hoppergrass or grasshopper?